Well, Camden is poised to join three other cities where the state of New Jersey has taken over the local school system. Governor Christie made the announcement yesterday saying 23 of Camden's 26 public schools were ranked the lowest performing in the state. He says in some Camden schools, just 11% of the students were considered proficient when it came to basic skills. With us now is WNYC's Bob Henley, who was in Camden for the announcement. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So how are people in Camden reacting to the state taking over the local schools?
Well, Soterios, the state is no stranger to Camden. It already has a heavy presence there. It has a fiscal monitor in place overseeing the school board spending decisions. In 2002, the state took over the municipal government, and the police force, you may remember, was recently disbanded to make way for a county-based police force. Longtime KDEP school board member Barbara Cuscarello told me she welcomes Christie's intervention, but she says the poor academic performance of the district schools was only one of the many challenges Camden faces.
The deeper issue is the social-emotional problems of our children. Children who come to school having been abused the night before. Children coming to school whose mother is working three jobs. These issues are hardly being addressed. Now, those children are not coming to school ready to learn.
So while local officials were supportive of Christie's move, there were some parents and public school teachers who afterwards expressed skepticism to me, insisting the state takeover would set the stage for an acceleration of the expansion of publicly funded charter schools, which already have a foothold in Camden, which they believe will undermine their public schools in the long run.
Now, the public schools in Paterson and Jersey City and in Newark are also under state control and have been for a while. Were they in the same situation as Camden is in now?
Camden has been in worse shape for longer than the other cities on the list. Last year, the FBI named it the most violent city for its size in the country. Municipal corruption has been a chronic and systemic problem, Soterios, with three mayors in recent memory being convicted on corruption charges. But the other cities on the takeover list have also had their share of public corruption scandals. And all the cities on the state takeover list have to deal with the challenge that many of their school children are being raised by grandparents and great-grandparents because their parents are dead, incarcerated, or have substance abuse issues. Add in poverty, foreclosure, unemployment, and you get a sense of the major challenge for educators and family trying to raise student test scores and academic performance.
Now, has the state's intervention in those other urban school districts, has it improved performance there?
You're serious. In a minute or less, this is worthy of a PhD dissertation. It's mixed, Soterios. I compared the dropout rates for all four cities, Jersey City, Newark, Paterson, and Camden, using 1997 data and the latest on the state's education department website. And all four had fewer dropouts, but Newark, Paterson, and Camden had some recent backsliding. On basic skills, all four saw some progress, but still lagged significantly behind the state average. Take Camden, for instance, where just 50% of the students ranked proficient in language arts and just 18% in math. By contrast, Newark student performance went from 55% being proficient in language in just 1 year to 64% in 1 year. That's significant. But progress here isn't just about test scores. You're talking about restoration of neighborhoods and communities, doing things like lead paint abatement in housing, nutrition. Since the Abbott decision, the state has spent billions in the local public schools in these urban areas, but without a broader community renewal that includes economic development, it's hard to make sustained progress.
Briefly, Bob, if Newark, for example, has shown some improvement, why hasn't it gotten back control of its schools?
Well, Governor Christie feels that it hasn't come far enough. He's got a major agreement with the teachers union there, which is going to have merit-based pay, which is setting a precedent. And he thinks Newark can do better, and he has a strong partnership with Cory Booker.
And Governor Christie, of course, is running for re-election. Does his takeover of Camden schools factor into the race at all?
I think that this issue has been going for so long, he just feels it's time to act. But it can't hurt the fact that he is actually closer to President Obama and Education Secretary Arne Duncan on this issue in terms of supporting charter schools and choice and reform than many Democrats in Trenton. Can't hurt him, Soterios.
All right. WNYC's Bob Henley. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thanks.